All right, we're going to leave you with a song called Burnout of My Dreams.
Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and I regret to inform you that we were, in fact, not canceled. I thought we were going to be canceled, but we're still here, and it's still the same time slot. So if you were listening last week, all of the things I said were lies that I believed to be true because I thought I was getting kicked off this time slot. And then as I was leaving, learned, I guess, that I might be back. And then this afternoon, like 5 hours ago, I learned that I was going to be on tonight now. Joined with us today on the show is the lovely, as always, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
You're good?
Yeah.
Happy to be back?
Yeah, yeah. It's always a pleasure to be back. Oh, yeah. At school, in general?
Doing classes?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, but like mostly about
the show?
Yeah. Cool. We have nothing planned. I barely got the music together. You'll notice a common theme, and that theme is all of the songs that I'm going to play tonight are Godspeed You Black Emperor songs off the album Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distresses, because I'm just going to play that album, because I didn't have time to make a playlist, because I learned at 4 today that I was going to be here, and I had stuff. So it's going to be weird, is the point there. I mean, if you're not into Godspeed You, maybe you will be. This is cool. They're cool. So that's what we got going on, and we're going to have some conversations,
cool,
too. You should call in, too, if anyone wants to call in and chat. Where's the number? You'd think I would know the number by now. I'll find the number, and then... And then you can call in and we can all hang out as well. So let's just get us started right away with the song Peasantry or Light Inside of Light by Godspeed You Black Emperor off their album Asunder, Sweet, and Other Distresses. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you guys on the other side.
Thank you.
We just heard Godspeed You Black Emperor playing the song Peasantry or Light Inside of Light off the album Asunder, Sweet and Other Distresses. Today on The Spice of Life, we have the pleasure to be joined with Stephen, the author of The Heaviest Catch, and you're here to promote the sequel of your book. Tell us about it.
Yes, the sequel of my book is sort of more of an autobiography, really. Mm-hmm. It's called The Shortest Throw, My Life as the Author of Heaviest Catch.
How it changed in the writing or before?
It starts at page one, mm-hmm, of Heaviest Catch writing, and then it follows you through to the last page. It's an editorial
memoir
to it? Of a writing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it add to The Heaviest Catch?
I like to think it does, yeah. Okay. I mean, it is, you know, there are footnotes that refer to pages of The Heaviest Catch, which, mm-hmm, I think is important, and I think that it really fleshes out the literature in a way that no other author ever has or ever will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Heaviest Catch was featured on Oprah's reading list.
It was, yeah. It was a part of Oprah's book club.
And so that just made it take off.
That definitely made it take off. Unfortunately, that led to sort of a fame that spiraled out of control.
Okay. Too much fame?
Too much fame. You know, I was making water park deals. I was making theme park deals.
Okay.
Canada's Wonderland replaced the entire children's area with me.
Okay.
I understand it used to be Flintstones. It's not anymore. It's just my face.
And were there rides inspired by your struggles with your father?
Well, that was sort of awkward because they had the funding to replace the sponsorship with me, but they didn't have the funding to replace sort of the, you know, the everything else.
Okay.
So they just sort of stuck my head on the rides that were already there. So the Scooby-Doo ride just became the Heaviest Catch ride.
Okay.
And they just kind of kept doing that too, which I told them wasn't going to work, but they just changed every ride into the Heaviest Catch ride.
Just
people,
like,
got very confused.
Yeah, it was mostly just like a heavy cash-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was certainly a heavy cash-in.
And then that led to the deal with you have chewable vitamins now with your head on them?
I do, yeah.
Instead of, they just flew out.
Essentially, every sponsorship deal from the Flintstones was replaced with my head.
Okay. And you have is there a cartoon coming out as well based
there
on
is,
the books?
There is. There's a cartoon coming out. I don't know how well it's going to sell. I'm told they already demoed it in Chile, and it's done very well.
Okay.
But then again, the voice actors down there are much better than they are up here, so that's a factor that you have to consider.
How involved were you in the production of the cartoon?
Very, very involved. You know, I always say that if something's going to have my name on it, then it's going to have my mark all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there, you know, just yelling, screaming, really just getting in the way as much as possible.
Yeah.
And because I find that.
But
that
you've earned
really
that,
contributes.
Right?
No, I've earned it, absolutely.
Yeah.
With, you know, with sales of the book.
And you detailed that in The Shortest Throw a lot, part of the production with the cartoon.
That's all in there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of a no holds barred.
Okay.
Autobiography.
No, you're not pulling any punches.
No. No.
Okay.
I throw a couple people under the bus. But, you know,
mostly your father. It's a common theme.
Yeah, I did. I threw him under the bus again.
Yeah.
Which was weird, you know, from the first show. But, hey, mm-hmm, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, it's you gotta blame someone for,
exactly,
for stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. The New Yorker called the Shortest Throw just the most unnecessary sequel ever. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is that the entire New Yorker is just unnecessary, and I don't know where they get off calling it that, because I think that I broke lines in literature that haven't been broken before, and
mm-hmm,
if they can't respect that, then, you know.
Well, they're very obtuse at the New Yorker.
And pedantic.
Yeah, pedantic in a big way, yeah. The dealings that I've had with them have been very just mostly obtuse.
It does not work out.
No. Yeah, especially when you're like a cute kind of guy like me. It just doesn't.
It never adds up.
We don't mesh. Well, I look forward to hearing more about your books and your works in the future.
I look forward to sharing. Yeah.
Okay, great. I think we should probably take another song break to hear another song from the album Asunder, Sweet and Other Distresses, because we're just going to listen to the whole album. This next song is called Lamb's Breath. by Godspeed You Black Emperor. I hope you like it. Thank you.
is under the tents at Vanier Park and going strong to September 26th. Come see a dark and hilarious comedy of errors done steampunk style, or discover a world premiere. Shakespeare's Rebel is filled with romance, political twists, and sword fighting that's up close and thrilling. All Rebel tickets are just $20 for students, and there's a low youth price for all the plays. Go to bartonthebeach.org now for details and to buy tickets.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And we're back. We just heard the Godspeed You Black Emperor song Lamb's Breath, which I didn't realize was actually lambs breathing for about 10 minutes. So I like Godspeed You Black Emperor, but sometimes their stuff is pretty experimental, like that stuff. So I don't know. It's kind of mellow. So I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. We have some more of that. The other songs are a bit more like the first song, so there's a bit more substance, so stick around for those. And we are just kind of chugging along merrily on the Spice of Life. Just as a reminder, the Spice of Life is a show when we play post-rock, and it airs from 7:30 to 9 every other Thursday. So it won't be on next Thursday, but it'll be on the following Thursday. So that's exciting. I'm excited about that. I said I was going to give you out the number, and I forgot to. It's 604-822-CITR. So if you feel like calling in and giving us some advice, you want to get some ideas for meals, some cooking tips, you need help, you know, cutting someone's brake line, we're your people. We know how to do that. We are joined today on the show. We have another great guest. We have the editor from, he edited both The Heaviest Catch and The Shortest Throw. So, Steven's editor, thank you very much for being on the show. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. My name is, Chet Baker. I'm an editor. I edit, several books.
Real honor to have you on here, Mr. Baker.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's a real pleasure.
So, tell us about the editing process of The Heaviest Catch.
Well, intense is certainly one word for it. You know, Stephen really likes to yell a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he yells at me, and he yells at my mother. Which is difficult and intense because she lives in Minneapolis, so he really has to go out of his way for that one.
What's his relationship with your mother like?
Absolutely, it's horrible.
It's a horrible relationship.
He met her by himself.
Okay.
Just to yell at her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he know that she was your mother?
Oh, yes. Looked her up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the danger of Facebook.
Yeah, but that's a lot of effort to find someone to yell at.
Oh, yes. I take that as passion for his art.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you saw his work in a raw form. How did that differ from the final book?
Oh, substantially, yes.
Okay.
I pushed for co-authorship several times and did not receive it.
Yeah.
No.
So what were some major changes that you pushed for in The Heaviest Catch?
Well, there's the whole ending to The Heaviest Catch.
Okay.
Sort of the last 20 chapters. Was really, really my point of view.
Okay.
I told Stephen repeatedly that the book would have to sort of end.
It has to have an ending.
It has to have an ending.
Yeah,
and
books do that.
He fought me on that for quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you give us just like a brief description on how the book kind of wrapped up?
Oh, Heaviest Catch?
Yeah.
How it ends?
Just for the viewers that haven't had the pleasure that I have.
Sure, sure. Well, short of the two paragraphs of sort of the mindless ramblings,
mm-hmm.
of a madman on his way to a spaghetti house, which I did fight for inclusion in, but turned out to be in Steven's contract, weirdly enough. They slipped that in.
Okay.
I missed that. It was in there, though.
Yeah.
So I had to allow it. So I really think of the book as ending on page 720 and not page 1111.
I mean, there are definitely two schools of thought.
There's two schools of thought.
But I think the more extended version gives you a greater perspective on what he's been through.
It does, yes, maybe, depending on how you define perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the character's relationship with his father really resolved itself
pretty early on.
On page 720. Page 720 is really where the book ended. But, you know, some people felt that the side plot of the completely not mentioned character on his way to the spaghetti house was important to the overall story, and I disagree.
But I mean, from my perspective, and just grant me my own opinion, because for sure you know more about it. I think, you know, aren't we all the deranged character on the way to the spaghetti house? I think that's part of the point, is like you need to look inside yourself and look at your own relationship with your father, and it's a challenge.
Yes, and that was the argument made by Stephen at the time of the inclusion, but, you know, I also fought that. I said, Stephen, I've never been to a spaghetti house. I don't think they even really have them here.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that regularly attends spaghetti house or spaghetti house themed functions even.
Okay.
You could have one in, I assume, a non-permanent location. And he told me, no, this is just a backbone of American culture, and I just clearly had not been reading enough. And I took a little bit of offense to that, I did. You know, popular opinion seems to suggest that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, The Heaviest Catch has been compared by a lot of people to Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
It has,
as a modern philosophical text.
Yeah.
And just a real, a modern classic.
Yes, that has happened. That is one thing that has happened.
That's a real thing
that has
happened.
Yes, that has happened.
I have to say that The Shortest Throw didn't receive as much critical acclaim. What was your role in The Shortest Throw?
My role in The Shortest Throw was limited. There's times when you think that you know what's right for somebody and they don't really go along with it, and that is really what happened in this case. I told him it would be too short, and he didn't listen.
Okay.
I'm sorry to get so real.
No, it's a real, it's an honor for you to share yourself with us.
Yeah.
So you were pushing for a longer throw? Is that the...
I was pushing for no throw at all.
No throw?
No.
Okay.
I would like to apologize to anybody that's read the book.
Okay.
For the fact that it exists.
Oh. Okay.
Please don't read it.
Well, but a lot of his hardcore fans have stated that it's really important to get the full kind of perspective on
yes,
his life.
Yes, and they are people that enjoyed pages 720 to 1111.
The fanatics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a word for it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I read it. I found it bearable.
Some have said that.
Yeah, I think that was the New York Times said that it was extremely bearable.
Bearable, yes, I believe they did. Yes,
yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, The Economist called it adequate.
That's high praise. From
high praise. Yeah,
that's on the back of the book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a two stars. Adequate.
Yeah, two stars adequate. Yeah, we chose to leave the New Yorker review off.
Yeah, I mean, I think
for
that's
obvious reasons.
Yeah,
but.
Well, it's been really eye-opening.
Oh, it's been great being on here.
Really happy to have you on the show. We should probably play another song. So this next song is Asunder Sweet by Godspeed You Black Emperor off the album Asunder Sweet and Other Distresses. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Chet Baker.
Yes.
I hope to have you on the show again sometime.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
13th, Shinerama UBC will be hosting the annual Shine Day. Join the students of UBC throughout the city of Vancouver in order to fight cystic fibrosis. Sunday, September 13th, 9 a.m. at the Nest UBC. Find us on Facebook or at www.shinerama.ca for more details. Brought to you by 200 BPM, Gold's Gym, and Sigma Chi UBC.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we're back. We heard the third song off the album Asunder Sweet, Another Distress by Godspeed You Black Emperor. The song was Asunder Sweet. And I hope you guys are enjoying the Godspeed You Black Emperor. It's a little more drone and ambient than the stuff that I normally play, but it's always good to try something new. So I hope you're enjoying it. And Steven and I were realizing that as most people probably weren't familiar with The Heaviest Catch, and also that having that interrupted with, like, noise from Godspeed You Black Emperor was making for a very weird show. So thank you for bearing with us. We're having fun. I'm having fun.
You're
having fun?
I'm having fun.
Good, okay. That's the most important thing, really, at the end of the day, is just to have fun. Yeah. So it's that time of year again. The UBC floods with students.
Yep.
A lot of first-year students.
I forgot how busy it is.
It gets very busy.
Yeah, just if you spend the summer on campus, you really forget what it, like, my God.
And just everywhere, like street corners.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
Everything, there's so many people.
Or even, like, Tim's. I'm a regular at Forestry Tim's because it's on my way home and so, you know, like.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Ideal.
Tim Hortons is the best. If you're listening, Mr. Horton, keep doing what you're
but
doing.
But I forget now. I keep showing up thinking that it's like the summer, and then I show up to, like, you know, an ungodly line.
Yeah.
And when you just want one crappy cup of coffee for $1.50, it doesn't really check out, you know. Yeah. Like, you're like, I'm not going to wait in that line.
So not that any students, not that any first year students are listening probably, because I mean, who listens to this? I mean, like, I think we would have scared them off by now eventually, but do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to send out?
Go to class. Keep doing things too. Mm-hmm. Like, this totally not. It's totally enough time to keep having hobbies and friends and things. There's more time.
Come do
more
radio
time
stuff.
Yeah, come do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Join a club.
Like, yeah. Don't buy into this whole, like, you're going to do better in school if you're busy than if you're not. And you can't study all the time. And I knew a lot of people that did that. I did that for a while. I gave up on most of my hobbies first year. Don't replace hobbies with drinking either.
No, that's not a good advice. Yeah. Also, if you're going to pee out the window... don't get caught.
Don't get caught peeing out the window.
If you're in res,
key.
If you're in res and you're on fourth floor and you think, hey, it's a long way to go to the bathroom, it's really not that far.
It's
not that far.
It's far more sanitary.
Yeah.
People
walk under the windows. People
walk under the window.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, never do it because it's freeing. I'm just saying don't do it all the time. Don't make a habit.
Don't make a habit of it. Don't do it, like, sober at 7:30 watching SportsCenter. Like,
no, if your name's Ryan and you're sober on 7:30.
To be fair, I think he actually was not the time that...
That was a different time. yeah, I mean, my opinion is that everyone gets one.
Yeah.
But I think you don't overuse it.
No. At the same time, that would be a hilarious, like, incident report to write up as a resident.
That would be, would be,
like,
fun.
You have to state exactly what was going on. And
like, for example, like, Ryan was peeing out the window. You got to give him a point.
Yeah, you'd have to confirm whether or not,
is that against
I think you'd have to define whether or not you saw him peeing out the window or whether or not you assumed he was.
Like, okay.
You know, because.
Is that actually against conduct? Like, did they get that specific?
I mean, it's not in the rules, but there's something that would apply here. Like,
but peeing in the shower is okay.
Yeah.
No. No, Stephen.
It's perfectly fine.
No, I swore we weren't going to do this, Stephen.
Well, let's not do
let's not do this.
Let's not do it.
Okay. This is an argument we need to have in the comfort of our own home. This isn't over. We're running out of time, I guess. It's 8:51. And if you like specific times, it's 8:51 and 52 seconds. I timed that just so when I said seconds, it would be in 52 seconds. So we're running out of time. It was great to have you. It was great to interview Stephen.
It was great being on.
Stephen, yeah. The author of The Greatest Catch and The Shortest Throw. And
yeah. Sadly, he left. That was too bad.
Yeah. I think he had to go yell at
his
editor's mom.
I think, yeah.
That's kind of weird.
That's strange. But,
yeah.
You know. Doobie doobie doo.
And Chet Baker was a really nice guy.
He was. He was a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't want to yell at him at all. He's
no,
just seems
no,
so
sweet
pleasant.
Guy. Yeah. Sweet guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he like, do you have his number?
I might. I think I have his card.
Yeah. Okay. Because yeah. I'm just like, I don't like, I'm looking for an editor.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I mean,
okay,
but also, yeah.
Professionally. Yeah.
I've got some memoirs that I need him to look over.
Yeah.
Perhaps over dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I'll get that from you later. Other than that, this was and continues to be The Spice of Life. We have a Facebook page, The Spice of Life 101.9 FM CITR, that you should all go and check out and participate in, because it makes me feel good. It lets me pretend that people listen to the show, which is, it's fun to pretend.
Yeah.
So I guess this is going to be the end. So I will play us out with the song Piss Crowns Are Trebled by Godspeed You Black Emperor. Again, off their album Asunder Sweet and Other Distress, because I'm just playing this album today. And up next will be live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend and a great night, and I will see you next Thursday. Take care.